Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters report, we are sitting down with Dr. Lisa Gillespie. Dr. Gillespie has extensive practice and leadership experience in hospital medicine. She was named medical director of the Capstone Hospitalist Group on August 1st. She has served as interim medical director of the Tuscaloosa-based group since September of 2021. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Gillespie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Today's topic is the DCH Capstone Hospitalist Group. Our first question for you today is, what is the DCH Capstone Hospitalist Group?
The Capstone Hospitalist Group is really a combination of physicians who have the primary responsibility of providing inpatient medical care at DCH Regional and Northport Hospitals in the Tuscaloosa area.
And tell us, why do hospitals use this service? Why is this service needed?
Well, generally, the general concept is that as a hospitalist, we provide 24/7 inpatient care for patients who are being hospitalized in any hospital setting. The thought is that we are actively partnering with your private doctor in the community to basically provide that care so that you can have your medical needs attended to in a very timely fashion. Our goal is to work with the emergency room physician to help get you a room or get you admitted to the hospital timely, to help with your admission process and your discharge process, to return you back to your private physician to continue your outpatient care.
And who benefits? I'm guessing the patient, because they sound like they have 24-hour care. Tell us about who benefits from the hospitalist group.
I think the entire organization, certainly the patient benefits by having someone who's able to interface with them and interface with their families. It's really about working to provide coordinated care in a timely fashion. Generally, an idea or an example would be a patient comes into the emergency department. They obviously need to be admitted, so someone is able to see them, take care of the admission process, and then obviously the next day make sure that the appropriate consultants have been involved in your care, essentially validate your discharge plan, work to move you through the continuum. And certainly as your test results are coming back, our goal would be to communicate with you and the family such that you would not have to wait 24 hours to get the results of your test. So the thought process is, by being able to be very responsive to you, we're able to get you to potentially to your next level of care in a very timely.
And what is the difference between a doctor and a hospitalist?
Well, I think obviously to point out that hospitalists are physicians. We basically, the general thought is that we are physicians who only practice 100% of our time in the hospital setting. So the thought would be, if I were a private doc or a community doctor, then I have an outpatient practice. As a hospitalist, I do not have any outpatient responsibilities. My team only works in the hospital. So their time and their efforts are dedicated to providing inpatient care for you. There are physicians who can be, who may potentially be fellowship trained in hospital medicine. The majority of our practicing physicians now as part of our hospital medicine team are internal medicine trained, with over anywhere from 3 to 4 years of hospitalist experience, where that's what they've been doing for their entire professional career.
And talk to us a little bit about, how do you work with the doctors, like somebody's primary care doctor? How do the hospitalists work with the doctors?
So an example might be, if you're in your private doctor's office and they determine that you need to be admitted to the hospital, then they would contact our hospitalist group directly to help facilitate an admission directly from the office. Then that way, your information has been shared with the physician who is going to be receiving your care and providing care in the hospital setting. Example would be, we may talk to your doctor on the phone, we may get a fax report, but again, our goal is to get information that's going to be able to provide us with an opportunity to provide you with the most comprehensive medical care as a patient that we're taking care of.
And talk a little bit about the advantage of a hospitalist.
Well, again, the advantage of a hospitalist is really simply defined as having the 24-hour coverage, the 24-hour coverage that you need. You know, clearly the thought is that if you're a patient and you're a family member of a patient, oftentimes what happens is you want to be able to speak to a provider when you want to speak to a provider. If you are being potentially cared for by someone who's not working as a hospitalist, then that time might be divided. If I were a physician who had an office-based practice, then I certainly may be in my office seeing patients. I would expect to be in my office seeing patients. And at that particular point, if you're the family member who needs to talk to the doctor on the inpatient side, you've arrived at the hospital, you have some concerns about your family member, or your family member's condition has changed. If I'm in my office, I cannot come to immediately address your concerns because I'm not present in the hospital. No one as part of my team would be present from that standpoint. But in this particular situation, Capstone Hospitalist Group has someone in the hospital 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's able to provide care. Our physicians, the team that you might be receiving care for, usually starts rounding at 7 o'clock in the morning. They usually end providing care at 7 p.m. at night. But even when they leave the hospital, there is someone who is able to address immediate needs on a face-to-face basis, whether it's the provider who's actively continuing to be engaged with delivering care on the inpatient side, but it's also maybe a nurse practitioner who may need to come to the bedside because you're developing respiratory distress, you're having chest pain, there's a change in your condition that would warrant someone visually seeing you so that we can, again, provide you the best level of care without having to necessarily have that information transmitted by a nurse. It's not to say that, you know, we don't utilize that as an opportunity for lower acuity things, like someone may need a Tylenol or they may have pain. But certainly, again, if you're experiencing chest pain, respiratory distress, or something that would really emergently require you to be seen and evaluated, there's someone in the hospital who can actually do that. And I do think with the increasing complexity of healthcare, having someone available to attend to your needs as a patient should provide you with a level of comfort by knowing that someone is there. I do realize that, you know, if you are sick and you obviously have a relationship with your private doctor, or your primary care doctor that you've been having a relationship with for years, that it might be hard and difficult to basically release your care to someone else. However, I do think that as a patient, we also have been in our doctor's offices and we realize that, you know, we have a very limited amount of time. We know that our physicians are very busy. And the concept of hospital medicine really allowed the private doctors the opportunity to expand their level of care so that they can pay attention to their office-based practice while still being able to help provide inpatient care without necessarily being distracted. Because clearly, if you are in the office waiting for someone, you don't want your appointment to be delayed by 30 minutes or even an hour because your doctor is being held up at the hospital setting. But at the same time, the patient needs in the hospital are very important, and you can understand why it might be important or critical to have someone that could attend to bedside needs in a timely fashion that really kind of marries the two together.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Gillespie?
No, I think I've covered quite a bit.
Well, thanks so much for joining us for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.